What was the first year you moved to Central?
I almost had to figure out which baby we brought into Central, and that was Janie. And she was born, let's see, in 44 and 46, 48. She was a third child, and she was born 1948. And so it was around 1948, spring of that year.
She was your third child, and you figured out by going to every 2 years.
Yes.
And you had your first child in 44, second
right.
one in 46, third one in 48. Did you have one in 1952?
I think straight on down to five of them. But a couple of times there, it wasn't exactly 2 years, maybe a couple months. Because I remember at one time we had all were teenagers at one time. That about did us in. But they're all living, and they'll live in Alaska except one daughter who lives in California.
All five of them?
Yeah.
So you eventually had five children. When
right.
You said when you first came you had four children, I think that's
well,
what you
if
said.
I said that was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had, I had one, my oldest daughter, Robin, was born in 1944 in Ohio. Then my son, first son, Gene, was born in Juneau in 1946. And we came into Fairbanks there, but we didn't go to Central.
Mm-hmm.
We stayed in Fairbanks, but we sold that little house, and I went back to Ohio, and Redhead was taking some GI schooling, airplane mechanics at Globe, Arizona, and Janie, our third child then, was born in Globe, Arizona. Fourth child was born with Dr. Zurich in attendance at Central. There hadn't been a baby born there for 15 years, and within 1 year, Dr. Zurich had a baby. They were all boys. Dr. Zurich had a baby boy, we had a baby, and Johnny Burdall and his wife had a baby. So there were three boys born in 1 year after 15 years of no babies at all.
Hmm.
So, both of our boys were born in Alaska, and the girls, two of them in Ohio and one in Arizona.
Hmm.